On University at Albany Week, infrastructure can be costly even at the best of times. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Yunal Tatar, assistant professor at the College of Emergency Preparedness, Homeland Security, and Cybersecurity, explores the economic cost of disruptions.
The resilience of America's critical infrastructure networks has been tested by an increasing number of disruptions, both natural and man-made. For example, in February 2021, a widespread power outage in Texas left more than 4.3 million people in the dark. While recent notable cyber attacks have had disastrous impacts on many sectors of the U.S. economy, I have created an analytical model in collaboration with colleagues at George Washington University and the University of Richmond that shares new insight on the large economic consequences of these infrastructure failures. Our model integrates a functional dependency network analysis with dynamic interoperability input-output model to simulate economic losses caused by disruptions of varying length and severity in a particular critical infrastructure sector and its cascading impact on the other connected critical infrastructure sectors in the U.S. We used publicly available traffic data to test our model on a highway transportation network in Virginia's Hampton Roads region. Each scenario created a different level of inoperability in the highway's transportation network. The inoperability ranged from about 15% for a mild disruption to 85% after a hurricane evacuation. The severe scenario resulted in economic losses as high as $256 million in a single day, while the mild scenario resulted in $8 million in losses and the moderate scenario resulted in $12.5 million in losses. We believe our model simulations will help critical infrastructure managers who seek to prioritize investments in network reinforcements activity. Moreover, calculating the economic impact of disruptive scenarios can improve risk communication for the public.
That was Yunal Tatar of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.